Welcome to the Fittest Podcast in Oakland, where your favorite coaches talk everything to help make you a better person inside and outside of the gym. All right. On this week's episode, Ben and Robin teach you how to thrive, or maybe just survive, through all the summer fun we have going. The picnics, the barbecues, the vacations, all the fun things we're doing outside, in and out of the gym. We want to help you thrive and survive this summer. So sit back, listen up, and let's learn a little bit. All right, we're back. Today, we're going to figure out how to thrive, or maybe just survive, summer.
Yeah. Summer.
So everybody goes, well, what does that mean? What are you thinking? And I'm thinking of my personal experience, one. Two, I'm thinking of every client I've interacted with in the last month. Something's going on.
Well,
in some way or form.
First of all, there's not as many people in the gym during these months of June, July, August.
Yes.
Because y'all are traveling. Mm-hmm. Most everyone does some sort of travel or get out of town for the summer.
Yes.
Yeah.
When companies give a week off in the summer.
Yeah.
They tie it in with kids. Oh yeah, the kids are not in school in the summer.
Yeah, that's true.
You know. And then everybody has a barbecue every weekend because the weather is amazing. So they want to be outside. They want you over. They want to socialize. Oh, by the way, we were locked indoors for 2 years. So now it's even more happening.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. Incredible.
Weddings. All sorts of fun stuff.
Yes. Yeah. And so what I'm seeing is like this chaos of life, which is good chaos. We need good chaos. But also like, oh my God, the gym feels X, Y, Z. Mm. Or, oh my God, I see a little more pudge here. Or, oh my God, the scale changed 5 pounds this week. Or, oh my God, my pull-ups aren't as easy as they used to be. You name it.
Yeah.
And then in addition to that, we see the aches and pains come back. It's like, oh, yeah, this hurts. Or, oh, my back hurts. Or, oh, my ankle hurts. And so what we want to do in this podcast is basically cut you some slack. But not cut you some slack at all. And then also give you some tips to help, because that's what we do.
Yeah. So the approach to these summer months.
So we're going to start very, very simply here. And we're going to basically cover all of all of the components.
Okay.
I don't know.
Maybe that's a good word.
Components.
Yeah.
Disciplines.
Keys to a Healthy Lifestyle During the Summer Months, yeah, by Ben Brown.
Sure, we'll go with that. That's the blog post. It won't catch as many things.
Lists always get me. If you put a number in front of it, like, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 ways to survive your summer with your healthy lifestyle intact.
There we go.
There you go.
There we go. Right. I think that's the clickbait title for the week.
Okay, got it.
So first one we're gonna start with is what our theme of July is. And as Robin sips this, actually, I think that's water. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping it's water.
Actually, it is water. It is not mommy water. It is water.
So it's water. So before I blabber on for 10 minutes, please go listen to the July health focus on hydration.
Yeah.
If I can't tell you enough.
It's a banger.
It is. It really does. And it makes me chuckle. Literally yesterday, I had two conversations with people about hydration. And one is dealing with some blood issues, like circulation issues. And I go, think about it. If there's no water to make your blood run, how are you going to do? And they're like, oh. And so...
And headaches. Headaches.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then my other one was like, well, but doesn't water weight and like... She had this whole description about water weight, which was hilarious to me. But I then told her and reminded her, I'm like, but you remember how you feel fatigue? You remember how you feel this? You remember how you lose this? And then you remember how your goal is to actually lose weight? And she was like, yeah. I'm like, drink more water.
Yeah.
So very quickly, Robin, what's the one trick everybody can do this summer to make sure they drink more water?
Bring it with you.
Bring it with you.
And we're so lucky these days because we have all these great water carrying containers that keep your water cold. So if you don't like hot water because it's been sitting in your car, these are great, like the Yetis and the Clean Canteens and what's the other one? Hydro Flask, where you can put your water in your car and it'll stay cold for like 2 days. Mm-hmm. It's insanity. And even after 2 days, it maybe is room temperature. So always throw that water bottle, have one in your car, have one in your pack. Take it on, you take, if you're traveling by plane, empty it, obviously, and always have that as part of your pack. Like throw one in there because as soon as you get where you're going, you can fill it up.
Or if you're like me and you know you're terrible with water bottles, take an empty plastic bottle and bring it with you. So you save the $10 from buying a water bottle in the airport and you're not afraid if you lose it to have to replace the Hydro Flask that you love and has all the stickers on it.
So if you're not a responsible person,
hey,
get the disposable. But yeah, I mean, it won't stay cold as long, but that's okay.
Yeah. The other trick, and this is for you electric car people, or frequent potty break people on road trips, if you want to not feel bad about using a place's restroom, buy a bottle of water. It's cheap, easy, and will hydrate you for the rest of your road trip.
Yeah.
So that's my trick with water.
Yep. And when you're loading up your beer cooler for a camping trip, make sure you throw a bunch of water in there.
Yes.
You will be so happy that you did.
So you buy the case of beer, and then you, right next to it usually is the case of water.
Yep.
And here's another fun trick. If you need to fill a cooler, freeze half of those water bottles, put them in the cooler, put the beer on top of them, and then put ice on them. And now you have melting water bottles that don't take up more space, but are ice cold.
Oh, that's brilliant. Brilliant.
Yeah, I may have filled a cooler or two in my day.
Yeah. Awesome.
So now you have water that is ice cold, also keeps your beer cold. And you can just do that too if you don't want to have ice.
Or your drink of choice. It doesn't have to be beer. But yeah, have water. Just remember, every time you stop, every time you pack, think about
including every time you water. Go to the restaurant, every time you put the cooler together, water's in it.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Cool. All right. Prioritize veggies and protein.
So when we travel, when we go to parties, when we, you name it, usually the food is not as health focused as we'd love.
Yeah.
And I use that very protectively because like sometimes it is very health focused.
Ooh,
like,
ooh, baseball games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like baseball games. You can still get healthy options. You can do all that. But it's not like what you crave sometimes or like it's really hard to do sometimes.
Yeah.
So what I try and remind people is, okay, you're not going to eat perfectly. So maybe it's time to get off the macro train. Maybe it's time to relax your brain on tracking and weighing and blah, blah, blah. Maybe it's time to get outside of the just grilled chicken world.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. But that doesn't mean you can't do the veggies. You can't find the protein sources. It's where if you go to the barbecue, go first to like the veggie section. Somebody usually has grilled veggies. Somebody usually has some type of
salad,
and put that on half of your plate.
Yeah.
And it's still going to be delicious because usually your friends bring good food, and then go put some meats on there or a protein source that you love on there. And hopefully it's a barbecue with a grill because then you have a grilled meat and it's beautiful. And then you can fill up on the other stuff once you've eaten all that.
So what if you're driving from Oakland to Los Angeles down the 5?
Perfect. So this is where you got to be a little more strategic. And I'm going to say this in two ways. First way, when I do that drive, I plan spots that have restaurants besides fast food restaurants. And there's about 3 or 4 cities along that highway that you can stop. It takes about 5 minutes longer of a stop, maybe 10. But you need to get out and move your legs anyway. And we'll talk about that later. But they have healthier options. Like we, this last time I drove down for 4th of July weekend, we stopped in Kettleman City if anybody knows where that is, at a place called Bravo Farms, your cliche tourist gift shop trap.
Yep.
But it has a barbecue restaurant attached to it. They do grilled chicken wraps and grilled tri-tip wraps. So instead of eating my cheeseburger and fries or Taco Bell or you name said favorite fast food restaurant, I had water and a grilled chicken wrap.
Yeah.
So it wasn't the best, but at least it had vegetables in it and grilled chicken.
Yeah.
And then I had protein snacks and stuff in the car. So
guess where else you can get a big salad and grilled chicken? Denny's.
Denny's.
I know. Yeah. I'm just a fan. And they're everywhere.
And this is also where you can go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
They're common enough. There are grocery stores right off the highway. Sometimes you got to plan it a little bit, or maybe you got to drive 2 more miles down the road, but they're there.
They have grocery stores. And then some of those bigger truck stops have kind of like mini marts in them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting so much better at having fresh produce, salads, grab and go, like chicken and, cut up veggies, whatever, in those old truck stop guys.
And to be honest, if you're a bathroom person and you don't like dirty bathrooms, go to the biggest truck stop you can find.
Yeah.
Those are the cleanest bathrooms.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
They are.
Every time I drive and I find the big old truck stop, those are the nicest, cleanest bathrooms.
Yeah.
They're multi-stalled, blah, blah, blah. But it's way nicer than when you go to the little rinky-dink gas station that's right off the highway, because that's usually a single-stalled, gross, maybe cleaned by a teenager last week. And we all know the thing I'm talking about. So that's the other trick there.
And if you are, like, my family will not travel without stopping at an In-N-Out. It's just the way it is. It's okay, have the burger, right? But then mm-hmm. get the grab-and-go veggie, cut-up veggies with the whatever ranch and have that too. Or instead of fries, you know, grab yourself a salad or something like that. If you want to, follow our...
So the other trick with In-N-Out is one, protein style.
Yeah.
If you don't know what it is, that gets rid of the bun, puts it in the lettuce wrap.
Yeah. It's messy, so get lots of napkins, but yes. It's delicious.
That's what I do because I love the fries more than I love the bun.
Yeah.
So I'd rather have the fries than the bun.
Right.
The other thing I'll do is you can order extra toppings.
Mm-hmm.
So pickles, lettuce, tomato.
Onions. Grilled onions.
For free.
Yeah.
And they'll just give them to you. So you can like build your own burger salad.
Burger salad, yeah. It's so good.
So you can actually get the cheeseburger, but load it up with so much veggies that you only need a double-double, not a quad, or you only need a single.
Or maybe if you normally get the fries, burger, shake, maybe skip one of those things.
Yes.
Because that's like at least 1,000, if not more, calories at one sitting. Like, be aware. Make good choices.
Well, and also remember, because In-N-Out's a great example of this, look at the bags of potatoes In-N-Out has. One of those fry baskets is probably half, if not a whole potato.
Yeah.
And when you think about, I could never eat a whole potato.
Yeah.
Bomb. But you could eat a whole basket of fries, probably two.
Yeah.
So it's an easy thing to remember with that.
All right. Good tips.
Yep.
Sleep.
Get it.
Yeah, this is a great opportunity. Maybe your hours will be different. Maybe you don't have to get up as early, but you stay up a little later, but you get to sleep in.
Mm-hmm.
Try to keep getting your full hours of sleep.
Yeah. And that includes, like, so maybe you party till the wee hours of the morning, and the kiddos wake you up bright and early because they don't know what sleep is. But they usually go down at some point in the day to nap, right?
Yeah.
We used to call it the spring break pre-dinner nap, where you come back from being on the beach all day long at like 3 o'clock, and everybody, and I mean everybody, is asleep till 6 or 7. And that's like the whole hotel. It was like quiet hours weren't at after midnight. It was between 4 and 6 p.m.
It's a siesta.
Exactly.
Well, Latin culture. Yeah, it's great.
And so that can be your other trick. If you go to the beach and fall asleep, just wear sunblock or stay in the shade.
Yeah.
But it can be your trick to build back up that sleep or have the understanding that, hey, I'm not going to sleep as much right now. So I need to be a little more patient and kind with myself when I do things. So.
All right. Well, I'm going to combine the next two and just call it stay active.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that could be in a gym or it could be outside the gym.
So the first one I'll talk in the gym. If you're in town, get your ass to the gym. Like, it boggles my mind working with people and they're like, Ben, the world has gone nuts all of a sudden and I can't make 2 hours in my week. I really struggle with that one because I'm like, are you really trying with yourself?
Well, it's that whole self-care. Put yourself first. Mm-hmm. If you aren't good, you're not going to be good to others. So try not to take the summer off of exercising.
Well, and find ways in which to get somebody to help you. Like, kids go to camp, kids do things. Bring the kid in and sit him down with a book or an iPad.
Yeah, you can bring your kids to the gym. They cannot be on the gym floor, but you can bring them in. We have the lovely lounge where they can sit. Yeah.
And I have seen many a well-behaved child sit in the lounge.
Oh, yeah.
And not have a problem. And don't worry, you can still hide from them and have a great workout. Mm-hmm. It might mean you have to ask your significant other to step up a little bit. You know, while they're working from home, maybe they take an hour of lighter work to make sure the kiddos aren't dying while you go to the gym. You know, and that type of stuff. And that's where you can be a little more creative with those things and prioritize getting to the gym. Like, maybe you're a 5 day a week person. We'll try and get there three at least. Maybe don't get there all five because you're out adventuring or you got to get on the road and travel. But maybe you wake up and go to a 6 a.m. class, even though you never go to 6 a.m. class because it's the only time of day you can squeeze it in.
Also a great opportunity to do your one-on-one check-ins with your coach.
Yes.
Because you're not really a slave to the group class schedule now. You can kind of find a little hour here or there. And bring, if you do have kids, bring them along.
Yes. Yeah. I have entertained many a child while many a client did burpees.
That's right.
Or more fun things.
Yeah.
And so it's not hard. Now, on the side of the other side of that, and this is where Robin say, get active. When you travel, you do not have to go to the gym.
Yes. In fact, depending on who you are, maybe it's a better idea not to. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a good vacation not to.
Well, this is where you'll never see me program a deload week. Because I assume you all will travel, you all will go away for work, you all will get sick, you will have a week off every 2 months, every 3 months, somewhere in that time frame. You will have a week off where you're not in the gym.
Yep.
So that's when you deload. And that can be any form or fashion.
Do you want to quickly define deload?
Deload. Deload is where for a week or two, you bring everything back down intensity-wise. You basically reset the clock. Mm-hmm. You give the body a week to relax. Yep. It does mean you have to push a lot harder in the gym, but hopefully the deload actually helps you push harder in the gym.
Yeah.
That's why I love people who are like, oh my God, what do I do on vacation? I go, rebuild.
It's like the intervals that we do where mm-hmm. work and rest. When you see work and rest on the board, you know, that means I got to work harder during the work because I have the rest.
Yes. Yeah. And that's the whole beauty of it is let yourself refresh both physically and mentally from what we do in the gym. Yep. Like you might not feel it like you need it physically, but mentally, like today, the freak out of the wall balls and the rowing and the workout, I'm like, yeah, you need a break from that. Or the central nervous response from big, heavy deadlifts. Even though you absolutely love them, you got to recover from that.
Yeah.
So give yourself that breather.
It's not wrong to go seek out. People love traveling and dropping in different gyms, and that's fine. But you don't feel obligated to do that.
So my rule of thumb when I used to travel for work was I would do that. But when I traveled for pleasure or vacation, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
So if I was going for a work trip, I would find either the hotel gym or you name other gym around town and I would go to that.
Yeah.
But if I was traveling on vacation and going to spend a week on the beach, my job was to walk, run, hike, play basketball, play golf, surf, you name it, do that outside activity instead.
And that's enough.
Yes.
Give yourself the permission to vacation from the gym. Like, exactly. It's getting out of your routine will make your vacation better.
Well, and also if you think about all the other things we talked about, you're probably not sleeping as much as you should be. You're probably not eating as well as you should be. You're probably not drinking enough water as you should be. So even though you're more relaxed, physically you're not supported to go exercise hard.
Yeah.
So a little easier exercise might be good for you. Not to say that hiking a mountain or climbing Half Dome or doing sand dunes in Oregon is easy, because I feel like some days those are harder workouts than gym workouts. But it allows you more freedom there to do other things.
Yep.
And use your fitness. Like, goodness gracious, like, we work really darn hard in the gym. You might as well go enjoy it outside the gym.
Yeah.
So.
What I would say is don't do nothing.
Yes.
For multiple days in a row. Only because you won't feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's a very small bar.
It is. Yeah.
Because I would count, if you're like, I don't want to do anything physically active, I would count a walk on the beach as activity.
Absolutely. Yeah. Movement.
Exactly. Yeah. I would count, you know, a snorkeling trip as activity.
Absolutely. Like, yep. Definitely.
And you're like, wait a minute, those count? I'm like, yes. I would count a non-drinking 18 holes of golf. Harder to do, but possible. and that type of stuff. And you can name the activity. And if that's the bare minimum of doing nothing, you've won.
Absolutely.
So, easy bar to climb.
All right. And then this kind of segues into stretching and activating.
Before we segue.
Oh, we're...
I'm going to go back to that active thing.
Oh.
If you are going to drop into a gym, be a polite drop-in and visitor. Like, you're going into someone else's home. You are representing us as a community. So, be kind. And also, shoot them a note. RSVP. You know, do what we do. Like, you sign up for class. They might have a whole system like that. They might have none of that. But...
And this is if you're going to drop into another CrossFit gym.
Yes.
Yeah, just shoot them a note ahead of time.
Shoot them a note.
And don't worry. You guys are all prepared for for any workout. Do not be intimidated by dropping in on another. You can advocate for yourself. If you have certain modifications or you don't have certain movements, you don't worry. You will be fine.
Mm-hmm.
If you really want to, but I would say err on the side of don't.
Yeah.
Because it's not as fun.
Yeah. But please be a good guest.
Yeah.
Because you'll learn very quickly why that helped you in there.
I have no doubt that our clients will be great.
I know.
All right. We need to move on. Stretching and activating. Stretching.
This is another way to help you feel better when you can't make it to the gym. So, you know, I set that bare minimum of like 2 days a week getting to the gym. On those other days, you'll have 10 to 15 minutes. And we all have something that aches.
Especially if you're going to be sitting in a car or a plane for long periods of time. this isn't a nice to have. This is a you really need to do this.
You really need to do this.
Because it, yeah.
So be the awkward person who's doing leg swings in the airport. Because I guarantee you, I've done more awkward things than you have in the airport.
Yes, same.
And have looked sillier. And oh, by the way, we are not the silliest looking people if you people watch in the airport.
No, that's one of my favorite things about airports.
The people stretching are not the ones drawing attention. I promise.
Yeah.
You can see far more of humankind in the airport.
Yeah.
And that. The big one I'll remind people of is if you're on a longer than 3 hour flight, get up and move about the cabin.
Yeah.
Like, if it's not only just to go to the bathroom, flight attendants understand it. They do it all the time. And if you're very polite to them, they'll let you stand in the back. Mm-hmm. They'll ask you to get the heck up out of their way when they're moving the drink cart up and down. But nobody really minds unless you're leaning on someone else, and then they'll mind. But
yeah, just go to the bathroom or just walk around. And people know.
People know. And especially if you have small kids, you can pick them up and hold them and walk them around. And everybody will be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And maybe they'll take your baby from you, and you'll find that nice Mrs. Doubtfire or Mary Poppins.
Don't give your babies to strangers. No, stop. Not cool.
Unless you find Mary Poppins, then it's fine.
But, you know, if you are going to be traveling really long on an airplane, you can also get some pretty bad swelling in your legs and ankles, and that's not safe at all. So, yeah, get up and walk around. And same if you're driving.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting in that bent position, you probably all know this already, gives you that achy back, or their knees can get really achy. And just kind of getting up and moving around. Stopping is a pain. I'm a power through-er. I like to power through my road trips. But stop. Get yourself a water or a juicy smoothie something or whatever, some veggies, and use the bathroom and walk around.
So I have a kind of rule of do something physical before you get in the car or on the plane. And do something immediately physical when you land. Like, even if, like, so in between airports, or layovers, I walk the whole time. Yeah. I can't stay seated. Yes, I have too many bags with me as you see me go in and out of the gym. I travel the same way when I, so carry on bag and backpack, but I mosey around.
They're weighted carries.
Yes. One, it gives me more time to find good food in the airport. Two, it gives me more time to people watch and more people to watch, which is fun. Mm-hmm. Three, I don't feel as shitty when I get back on the plane and move there.
Yeah.
So it's a great way to kind of stay moving, feel better and all of that. The other thing to think about is if you are in a plane, you're going up to 30,000 feet. So immediately when you think about that, you go, oh yeah, less oxygen, less water, all of that dehydrates you. So your body's going to feel worse. So if you get things moving, it will feel better. And the best way to shake jet lag is a good sweaty workout. Just take the expectations out of it and just move and you'll love it. So whenever I take a red eye or whenever I go cross the pond or anything like that, the first thing I do is find a gym and go. And even if that means stairs and burpees, that's, you do something for 15 minutes, you'll feel way better.
Yep.
Perfect.
And then just to kind of close out, be nice to yourself. It's your travel. It's the summer. It's kind of the same as our kind of our holiday podcast mm-hmm. we did. Like, if you just kind of maintain and break even, you're doing great. And if you have goals to excel during these summer months, that's bonus. That's awesome. But really be nice and be patient. And remember, your vacation is supposed to be an enjoyable experience. So, you know, don't ruin it by trying to follow these rules. But honestly, if you're hydrated and you're active and you're stretched out, you're going to enjoy your vacation more. And you're not going to be in as much of a deficit when you get back.
But if you choose to overindulge in whatever way and fully veg out and relax and forget about all physical activity, be kind to yourself when you come back.
Yeah, for sure. Be nice. Be patient.
Like, be patient. Be kind. It's going to take time, but you just need to get back into it. And that's why I say commit to it and get back in mm-hmm. because you got to rip the bandaid off sooner or later. And the later you wait, the worse it's going to feel.
Yeah.
So really, really be smart about that, because at the end of the day, if you go off the rails on vacation, that's fine. Don't worry about it. Just recommit when you get back.
And you won't be starting from zero as much as you think you will. You guys all have a great foundation. Mm-hmm. So yeah. So jump back in
and you'll in one enjoy vacation better, two enjoy feeling better post. So all sorts of ways to kind of attack the summer barbecue weekend. Something's happening every weekend and craziness. I think that's it.
Perfect. Happy travels.
Hopefully we see you in the gym still regularly.
July 23rd at noon is our barbecue.
Yes.
And we'll have plenty of protein and veggies.
Yes.
And water. So we look forward to seeing you there.
Awesome, gang. Have fun. Take care. And enjoy your summer.